Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Barry Shamish, and we're going to sort of update what's going on as far as Israel is concerned, and there's really some very interesting points that Barry has. Before we do that, I just want to briefly comment on the oil spill there in the Gulf, and of course this is being dramatized, and yet of course you mean to tell me that BP had no idea how to handle an oil spill? There are lots of oil spills all throughout the world, but for some reason or other, they just can't figure out what to do in this one instance. But it is going to be used to stop offshore oil drilling in California, on the East Coast, certainly in the Arctic Ocean. Shell wants to do offshore drilling there, but oh, we can't have offshore drilling because, of course, we might have another oil leak and release it to contaminate the oceans. Now, all the other countries in the world are going to have offshore drilling, but America can't have offshore drilling because we might have another terrible oil leak, and it's sort of like Three Mile Island, you know. We can't have nuclear power in America because of Three Mile Island. They dramatize that day after day after day after day, and so we can't have nuclear power. Every other country in the world can have nuclear power, and they don't have any problems with it, but we can't have it here. And ladies and gentlemen, when are you going to understand that they manipulate your emotions? They create problems to justify certain reactions. And the reaction is America is not going to have nuclear power. We're not going to have cheap and efficient electricity. That way we have to transfer our manufacturing to other countries where they can get it. We're not going to have ready access to oil. We've got lots of oil. We've got oil up in the Arctic Wildlife Reserve, but we can't do anything about that because of the reindeer, and they've always got an excuse. They want to make us energy dependent. They want to destroy the manufacturing base of America and transfer our wealth, jobs, and manufacturing overseas. Once you understand that, all of the things that are going on make sense. They create these problems. Well, let's get back to Barry Shamish. We get to spend the whole morning, and perhaps later this week we will. But remember, the media manipulates your reality and creates your emotional response, and you respond exactly the way that they want you to. And with that as a background, good morning, Barry. How are we doing?
We're fine.
Will you pick up this story and tell us a little bit about what's happening to the Jordan River and the other things that are going on over in Israel.
Yeah, we'll stick with water to begin with. That is not to say I don't have water problems in Florida. Key West got all kinds of these gooey balls, and I'm just up the coast from there. But let's talk about the Jordan River, which is something I know a little about. And now I wrote, the reason why this subject interests me is I interviewed the Israeli negotiator for the water talks of the Oslo Accord. And it was, well, it was really quite a journalistic coup. But his assistant and I served in the Army together, and we were good friends. And one thing led to another, and I got an anonymous interview with a man who was giving away Israel's water. And it was, well, he just became very emotional. He said, in 20 years, we're not going to have water in Israel. And this was all off the, well, it was on the record, but his name couldn't be used. But it's not very hard to figure out who he is. He was the water negotiator for Israel. You'll find it on the internet. But I kept my word. I told him I'd never say his name. And what he told me is, I'm selling dream water. We're giving the Jordanians water that doesn't exist, and the Sea of Galilee is going to start drying up. And he didn't say the Jordan River, but it's the Sea of Galilee, in essence, is the Jordan River. The Jordan flows in from the north, and then there's the Sea of Galilee, and then there's the lower Jordan, which flows from the south to the Dead Sea.
Now, I think you need to tell our listeners why Israel was giving all the water to Jordan, because that's an important part of the story. Why, 20 years ago, did Israel agree to give Jordan a ridiculous amount of water that Israel really didn't have to give away?
Oh, the peacemakers were going to give the whole state away. Water was just part of their grand concessionary grab. Even the Jordanians didn't believe the offers, and he told me this. He said the Jordanian negotiators could not believe what I was offering. They weren't prepared for this. In the end, Jordan got 55 million cubic meters of water a year. That's the shortfall in the Kinneret every year. And then the Palestinians got another 23 million. And all in all, the Kinneret is just holding its own. But the Jordan, now there's a new study was done, and the Jordan won't exist by next year, according to this study. So let's look at, how accurate my article was. In the year 2011, according to, well, the scientists were Jordanian and Palestinian. It was conducted by the Israeli branch of Friends of the Earth, Middle East. His name was Gidon Bromberg. It came out this week, and, it's something I knew, but a lot of people didn't know. And,
all right, hold that thought, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish talking about the Jordan River drying up.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamus. We're talking about the Jordan River and the fact that, according to a recent report, of why by next year the Jordan River will be, the lower part of the Jordan will be dry. Pick up the story, Barry.
Well, you have to understand that the Jordan River was really a butte once. It flows from the Sea of Galilee to the Dead Sea. That's 120 miles, and I used to fish it with tremendous success 30 years ago. I would throw my lure into rapids, and I mean it was a whitewater river to Jordan, if you can believe it. Today it's not even a trickle, but, well, look at the fall the Jordan takes. Sea of Galilee is 100 meters below sea level. The Dead, it's 100 feet below sea level. The Dead Sea is about 1,400 feet below sea level. That's one heck of a drop for a river. And the amount of water, this is in the, now I'm just quoting the report, 98% of the Jordan River no longer, well, 98% of the water never gets to the lower Jordan River now. It used to be that there were 20 to 30 million cubic meters. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. That's what you have today. Today there are 20 to 30 million cubic meters flowing into the lower Jordan. In its natural state, it was 1.3 billion cubic meters. Again, a 98% drop in the amount of water that goes into the lower Jordan. Now, next year, and believe it or not, the reason the river will dry up next year is, well, in theory, a very good reason. Both Jordan and Israel had signed a treaty to build water treatment plants because the water, what water there was in the lower Jordan was just raw sewage. It actually came from Israeli and Jordanian towns. They would dump their untreated sewage into the Jordan Wadi, the valley, and this was mixed with agricultural runoff. And to make the stew complete, Israel has these salt springs. The Sea of Galilee would be just like the Dead Sea, full of salt, if it didn't have all this fresh water. And that's what the danger of the Sea of Galilee sinking is. You'll have two Dead Seas. Now, what Israel did as part of the water deal, this is what the water negotiator told me, they diverted some of the salt springs into the mixture of water. They sent Jordan, which was a little bit of cheating, actually, but the water was potable. Nonetheless, what you had in the Jordan River was raw sewage, agricultural runoff, which is just a whole lot of pesticides and herbicides mixed with salt water, and people were getting baptized in this witch's brew, and they still are, by the way. Now, Jordan and Israel agreed to treat the sewage and whatever agricultural runoff they could get treated, and, well, that will take away the water, because treatment is expensive, and once you treat the water, it's not like it's not really refreshing water. It's just dead sewage. But it, the germs are killed, and the water won't kill you. And both Jordan and Israel have decided if they're going to this trouble, well, they're going to use the water. They'll use the water for agriculture, for irrigation. And once that final 2% doesn't get into the river, there's no more Jordan. It's that simple. Next year, both countries will have their treatment facilities open, and they're going to keep the water. Now, what that means, of course, is that whatever Jordan is left is finished. Now, as I said, I know the Jordan well. I'm a fisherman, and I use the Jordan. It's one of the few sources of fishing in Israel. And, boy, there used to be animals there. There were otters everywhere. Well, crabs, crawfish, all kinds of crustaceans. Half are gone now. They don't live on the banks anymore. There are no banks. The Jordan was sided with these beautiful willow trees. They're all dead. Now, by next year, when these treatment plants go into operation, 100%, nothing's going to live. There's not going to be water anymore. Now, what it amounts to, all right, traditionally, there are two traditional baptism sites where John the Baptist baptized Jesus. The Jordanians have one, it's called on the, well, they call it the Castle of the Jews. And they bring well over 100,000 pilgrims a year to get baptized in sewage. On the Israeli side, it's a minefield. There's a new baptism site on the safe side of the Jordan. You cross the bridge towards Tiberias, turn left, and there's a place called Yardanit. That is the common Israeli baptism site. But nonetheless, about 30,000 pilgrims insisted on the biblical site, and Israel cleared a minefield and had them get baptized in raw sewage. These people leave their baptisms with tonsillitis and exploded adenoids and whatever else you get from dunking in sewage. Now, as bad as these sites are, they're not going to exist next year. The Jordan won't. To get baptized, you're going to have to go down on your belly and take the little trickle of water that somehow escaped, and that's it. That's going to be the Jordan River next year, according to this report. Now, I want to add one fact that anyone can see. The Dead Sea used to survive on the water that came from the Jordan. Now, it's a mess today. I mean, it's a terrible mess. Now, again, I go back 30 years when things were normal, before peace, before the water got diverted every which way, the Dead Sea was not shrinking. Now, or it was, if it was, it was minuscule. Today, the Dead Sea has lost 30% of its water. The southern Dead Sea, where the hotels are, the water is all pumped in, all of it by canal. There's no more water. But if you stay at a hotel, it used to be you would step out of your room and you'd be floating on the Dead Sea 10 meters away. Now you have to go on piers and you have to walk half a mile if you're at one of the, the kibbutz in Gedi, in Gedi is the Dead Sea. You have to take a truck to the water today. They actually have commuter trucks, passenger trucks. The Dead Sea is not only shrinking, it's also dangerous. There are sinkholes. When the water receded, the bottom, which is really all salt, just caved in. It needed the water to stay moist. Without the water, you step in the wrong place and you're like 10 feet down in a sinkhole. And many people have been hurt falling into this sinkhole. Now, what this report says is that within a decade, the Dead Sea will fall another 30% with no water coming up the Jordan, no source of water. The Dead Sea will get even, well, it will be dead, and it won't be a sea. Now, the reason I bring this up is it's a personal interest to me, but I'm not going to say I told you so. In fact, in 1994, that's exactly what I said would happen within 20 years, because that's, well, that's what the man who negotiated the water agreement said would happen. Within 20 years, he said it would all dry up. Well, by next year, the Lower Jordan isn't even a river. It isn't even a puddle. You can it'll be ankle deep at its deepest. And that's the fate of the Jordan River, according to not just an Israeli survey, it's also a Jordanian, Palestinian, and Israeli survey. The Lower Jordan is in, well, you better go visit it this year, because next year it won't exist.
Well, that's a terrible, terrible tragedy, but what's the solution? There really isn't any, is there?
Well, they offer a solution, but it's a no-brainer. They said that that Israel has got to release an enormous amount of water from the Sea of Galilee. I think it was 350 million cubic meters, or about six times more than they give to Jordan. Israel hasn't got a drop to spare. So their solution was that the Jordan offers fresh waters from the Yarmouk River, which will be literally a drop in the bucket. And the Sea of Galilee can't be drained anymore. I mean, their solutions aren't practical. What it means, really, is that the treated water is not, well, it can't be used for irrigation. It's got to go straight into the channel just to keep some vestige of the river alive. The solutions are very, very poor. It was not a good report for finding answers to this problem.
Okay, well, I think it's a very real problem for Israel, because water is really such an essential element over there. My understanding is that the Syrians are now going to be controlling some of the water actually flowing into the Upper Jordan.
Well, there's a new player in town. The Syrians are building this defensive wall in the Bekaa Valley to stop Israeli tanks, and it's over 20 miles long, but by walling off the Bekaa Valley, the Syrians now have their fingers in the water that flows into the Sea of Galilee. And look, there's a major human problem. Forget environmental. The parties that control the water that flow into the Jordan River are not talking to each other. And I cannot see Syria and Israel sitting down to discuss water allocations when they don't sit down for anything. Yes, there is a political problem as well. Four if you actually count the Palestinians as a nation, which I don't. But nonetheless, there are four parties who barely talk to each other, with Israel having the biggest chunk of the water, and they're not helping it. Syria and the Palestinians and the Jordanians are not going to have to help Israel have a more stable water supply. That's absurd. Well, it's absurd in today's context. They're also cutting off their own noses. Nonetheless, yeah, you've got yourself a major, major political reason why this can presently can't be solved.
And then you commented last night that apparently the Israeli Defense Forces are beginning to distribute all of their food and ammunition and military supplies away from the regular places where they're stored, disseminating it all over Israel in preparation for a coming war?
So that was the point that stuck in your mind, was it?
That was the thing that I really thought was so important that you brought out last night.
All right. The Israeli army made an announcement that not just the food, the materiel, the ammo, which is now, well, it's in central basis. This has been going on for 60 years, where the ammo and the food and everything needed to conduct a war are in major bases. All of it is being taken out because a missile, in a missile war, Israel could lose the material needed to run a war. They're taking it and they're putting it all over the country in hundreds of spots. And this is in anticipation of a major, major missile war coming up. That was also announced this week.
Right. I think that is a very, very important thing for anybody who's watching, as I know both you and I are, the very real prospect of a major war this summer. We're going to be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish here at the American Freedom Network.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I'd like to stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they get your DVDs, how they can invite you to come to speak to their group, and how they can contribute through your PayPal button.
All righty. Now, for the water... Well, I wrote extensively on the water issue. That's in my book, The Compromised Land. And for $5, you download it to your computer. More if you have it sent to your house, but $5 is all it takes. at lulu.com. You go to www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box. Double-click books and write in my name. And that's C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish. And look for the Compromise Land. My website is barrychamish.com. And there is a PayPal button. And donations really are quite essential. But you get a gift. You donate, I'll send you a nice gift. It's not a freebie. And that, again, is barrychamish.com. On the main page is the PayPal button. And if you want to invite me to speak or buy my DVDs, which are also very reasonably priced, just phone me. That's 904-315-8079. Once again, 904-315-8079. Now we get back to the business of Israel. Now, my reports are not, well, they're of things that I consider important and I have some personal knowledge of, and I don't do the usual speculation on war and Netanyahu and Iran, all this stuff. Enough people are doing that. Now, what I am looking at is the Israeli economy, and I think you should hear this report that also came out this week. Everything is from this week. I update every time I talk to you. Dan Ben-David is the executive director of, well, the Taub Center for Social Policy Studies, whatever that means to you. It doesn't mean all that much to me, but the report is really, well, it's getting a lot of reaction in Israel. But again, it's a report that just confirms everything I've been writing for many years. Now, when you talk... Yes? I'm sorry, I made a mistake. You didn't want to say something.
No, I didn't want to say anything. Go ahead. I'm just...
Oh, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. I heard it wrong. Look, when you hear about Israel's economy, they tell you it's miraculous. It's booming. The debt is at a manageable rate, and the high-tech sector is one of the best in the world. You hear all of this propaganda. And I've lived in the Israeli economy. The standard of living is terrible. Now, there is a partial reason for this. And this is what the Taub report brought out this week. Look, according to Ben David, one in five Israeli men in their working ages don't work. Basically they're Arabs and they're ultra-Orthodox Jews. Now, the figures are very, very high for Arabs. 27% of Arab men don't work because they're discouraged and they don't think the workplace is fair and they've just given up trying.
But how are they getting some sort of welfare? How do they sort of
survive?
Yeah,
they get lots of welfare. That's the problem. Look, officially Israel's unemployment rate is, 8%. But that doesn't begin to tell the story. They don't count people who aren't registered to find work. And in Israel, the numbers are of people who feel disenfranchised is absolutely enormous. Now, with 27% of Arab men working again on child welfare, on child allowance, on welfare, there's all kinds of ways to just sneak by. But with the ultra-Orthodox, these, again, are not... People get mixed up. Ultra-Orthodox are the Haredim, the Hasidim, and not the nationalist Zionists and so forth. You got to keep that in mind. They're about 15% of the population. Nonetheless, 65% don't work. And the reason for that goes back to the 70s when the Israeli government decided to give them stipends to stay in yeshiva, to stay in religious school. Now, these people used to work and support their families. But once you get money just for, you know, packing the old brown bag with lunch and going to school until you die, they choose to take the stipends, their wives go on welfare, and you've got a really high figure there. 65% is out of this world of grown men who don't work and go to school. They get about 800 shekels a month, nothing. They have large families, and the families inevitably live on their child allowances and their welfare. Now, according to the Taub report, right now Israel can barely get by with this tremendous figure of men who don't work. But right now, they, even though the Arabs are 15% and the ultra-Orthodox are 15%, that is about 30% of Israel's population, the situation in the schools, half of school-aged children in Israel are Arab or ultra-Orthodox, half of them. And what Taub, Taub's prediction is very simple. When they grow up and have their own children, that is less than a generation away. School child is from 6 to 18. When they start having their own families, within a generation, 78% of Israel will be Arab or ultra-Orthodox. And that's not a wild prediction. I mean, this everyone who lives in Jerusalem sees that what used to be a 50-50 split is now 21% secular, and the rest is Arab or ultra-Orthodox. It's happening in front of your eyes. But the result is, when you have a country where 78% of the adult males don't work, he gets a bit dramatic here, but what he says is that the country will collapse. I don't know if that's true. Maybe he is being dramatic, but a lot of comments Tel Aviv's mayor reacted to the research by saying the ultra-Orthodox community was endangering the economic strength of the silent majority. This politician called them parasites. I mean, there was... Oops, I hear the music.
And we'll be back in just a moment with Barry Savage talking about the economy of Israel.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Zabel Construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by The Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the last segment of this morning's program. Go ahead, Barry.
Well, we have to look at the result now of this terrible, terrible standard of living in Israel, where an elite are doing very well, but the country itself, the population, is, well, this has been going on for a long, long time, but the gap between rich and poor in that country is out of this world. Most of Israel struggles financially, and they're leaving Israel in very big numbers. Every year, the permanent emigration is between 31 and 35,000, and that's all economic. It's not fear of war. They're not running away from terrorism. They can't make a living there. Now, the figure for last year was 2,900 Americans made Aliyah, that is, immigrated to Israel. And 31,000 Israelis moved out, mostly to the United States. The number of Jews going to Israel compared to Israelis coming to America is 10 to 1 in favor of the emigration. Immigration doesn't begin to handle the problem that is going on in Israel. And all secular, I mean all of them, have stopped going to the country. The liberal Jews just don't go to Israel anymore. It's only the Orthodox, where they're in for a very rude surprise. Now, my friend Tove and I had a conversation yesterday. She went to her health clinic, and there was a new nurse there, an Arab. And she asked her, are you trained to be a nurse? And she said, I'm a laboratory technician. And Tova went to a couple of other nurses and said, what's going on here? And they told her that it's policy now to get the Arabs into the workforce. And she wrote a letter and said, I don't want to be poked and prodded by someone who's working because of a political policy. I want a professional who knows what she's doing. This is going on in Israel where they're changing, well, they're changing it to Arab for literally to salve the consciousnesses, that's a tough one in the plural, of the World Diplomatic Corps. Look, this week, the public security minister, his name is Yitzhak Aronovich, he announced that illegal Arab houses in Jerusalem, and there are thousands of them, they just take land, they build houses, or they add a second or a third story. All this is done illegally. He says they're going to be bulldozed. And meanwhile, the State Department didn't like this, and they, day one, they sought clarifications over the policy. By the third day, Prime Minister Netanyahu assured them that this policy will be in delay. The word was delay. In other words, it's not going to be done. Now, this at the same time that in Gaza, the Hamas has been evicting Arabs from their illegal houses in Rafah. Same week, it was 40 houses. They came in, the Hamas soldiers with their clubs wielding, and they forced these people on the spot to get out. Bulldozers came in, and within 2 hours, 40 houses were just destroyed. But Israel is not allowed to take actions against illegal housing. So the Arabs keep growing, and Israeli housing, legal Israeli housing, isn't being built because the State Department doesn't want Jewish neighborhoods in Jerusalem, it's a very one-sided policy that is just going against the state in the worst possible way. And I'm going to give you an example of how much this policy is in effect in Israel. Every year there's a ceremony. It's called Ammunition Hill. It's in Ramat Eshkol. There was, in 67, there was a terrible battle with the Jordanians, and 71 Israeli troops died. And their families, the old people who were wives, their children, well, they honor the memory of these soldiers. This year, a group of what was described as leftists, it doesn't matter, they were rioters, most of them not even Israelis, which means a lot of Arabs, spat on the, well, on those who came to honor their fallen fathers and grandfathers, and spat on them, cursed them. And Israel police, they complained, did not prevent the riot, did not remove the rioters. They prevented the attendees as a ceremony from chasing them away. If you can believe that this is happening in a Jewish state, that this is policy, you better believe it. There is a civil war against what was Israel being conducted in the highest branches of the Israeli government, ordering their police to let rioters spit at those commemorating the losses of their fathers and grandfathers at a ceremony that's held every year on the date of the battle. This happened this week in Israel as well. It's a very, very bad situation, well, from every point of view, but that, to me, it symbolizes really how quickly Israel is going down.
Well, it's a tragedy. It really is. And, of course, they're going to need the support of the Israeli population during this period of conflict that's coming. But certainly it seems in many ways they're doing everything they can to disillusion the Israeli people.
Don't discount the State Department. And then we get a little conspiratorial and talk that every Secretary of State has been from the CFR from time immemorial and so forth. There is, in fact, a shadow government running these dreadful, dreadful policies. I hear the music.
And you're absolutely right. They run the policies here in the United States. They run them in Israel as well, which most people don't understand. God bless. We'll talk to you next week, Barry.
Bye, all.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Jump Alliance reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jump Alliance. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jump Alliance, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our conversations with Barry. And but I'm very, very concerned that a war is coming in the Middle East and in the Near East in the very near future, and I think people should begin making their preparations because this could have a profound impact on our stock market, on our economy. We are already the largest debtor nation in the world. How can the United States afford another war? And we can't. Unless, of course, there's an organized effort to bankrupt our nation, to destroy our economy, to impoverish our people. And I believe that war is coming. Under any circumstances, if you want to understand what's going on, you really need to see my talk on the secret, or the forbidden secret. It's all basically the same talk. We have a talk on the financial Armageddon, how they have intentionally created this problem. We have a new talk. It's called The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America, which really goes into the background of why do we have so many people who are ill today? Why do we see an increasing number of people with suddenly with degenerative nervous diseases, Parkinson's disease, dementia, Alzheimer's disease? Why are there so many of our children with neurodevelopmental abnormalities, or with autism, or with asthma and allergies? Why are there so many people with autoimmune diseases in America today? Well, I think you'll be fascinated by the specter haunting America. And the information there is valid and well documented, and things that the average doctor really doesn't know, he's not allowed to think about. But you need to understand what's going on, because you've got to protect your health and the health of those you love. So then, of course, we have so many other fascinating talks. Of course, you need, of course, to see my talk on the planned police state, planned population reduction, the story of Iraq, the untold story. And there's a syllabus for that, just going into the background of all the terrible wars we've had. And then, of course, we have certainly a talk on sustainable development, on the world revolution, where you'll actually see my interview with Ambassador Dodd, who is the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution. He will tell you how we brought Fidel Castro to power, and we knew he was a communist, and yet we brought him to power. You need to read David Rockefeller's memoirs. We carry that. Why do we carry it? Why? Because he tells you how his daughters are down visiting good old Fidel, Uncle Fidel, all the time. Yes, there's a very close relationship between the leader of the capitalist world, David Rockefeller, and, of course, the wicked Fidel Castro, the evil communist. And David Rockefeller's daughters are down there on a regular basis visiting him, and Fidel comes up to visit David, and maybe nothing as it appears to be. We've got a great new book we're carrying. It's called American Conspiracies by Jesse Ventura. He's done a great job with this. And you need to understand there are conspiracies, but there is a master conspiracy. And that conspiracy is intent today upon transferring the jobs and the manufacturing and the wealth of the United States to other nations. It's laid out in the Earth Charter, written by Stephen Rockefeller, David's nephew. And, of course, it calls for the equitable distribution of wealth among nations. And that's why we're transferring our wealth and our factories and, certainly, our wealth to other nations. Why we're giving money to other nations all the time when we have to borrow $5 billion a day just to meet our bills. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty. for our provision protection.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.